Hallelujah, I have to pay taxes. Tax day has arrived in the U.S. The closer it got, the greater the gloom you could feel descending over people. You see, many were struggling with the fact that they were going to have to write down and acknowledge how much they made last year, how much they took home, and how much they had to pay in taxes. No more room for denial. We face lots of resistance when it comes to being honest with our money. Most of us prefer the woolly estimates we have in our heads, based on the story we tell ourselves about our financial situation. But that's a discussion for another day. Today we're going to celebrate the fact that we need to pay taxes at all. While we're at it, let's celebrate the fact that we have to pay a lot, if that's the case. Because the more we have to pay, the more we've earned. I'm assuming you used every legal means to minimize what you paid. There's nothing patriotic about paying more than required. What makes me such a contrarian? First of all, we live in a country that, despite its curtain contortions, is bountiful and ripe with opportunity compared with many others. Granted, several countries today are nipping at our heels. But the underpinnings of such a place need to be paid for somehow, hence taxes. But beyond that, think of the alternative. If you did not have to pay anything to the taxman, it would mean you earned so little from all the various sources, earned income, interest, dividends, etc., that after deductions, you were virtually at zero. That is not a place anyone would choose to be. Here's an interesting fact, though. If you earned that little, it would mean that with every additional dollar you earn, your happiness would increase. However, that doesn't hold true for all income levels. How's that? Well, a 2010 study by Kahneman and Deaton shows that until you reach a level of about $75,000 in annual household income, your happiness increases with your income because you're able to cover more and more of your basic needs. Why does that only hold to $75,000? One theory is that once all our basic needs are met somewhere in that $75,000 range, our spending patterns change. We don't freeze our lifestyle costs and bask in the peace of mind that comes from having excess income. Instead, we start escalating the cost of where we live by changing neighborhoods and moving up. We change how we dress, and maybe we buy our clothes differently in different places. We change how we eat, straying from our cautious buying patterns and filling our grocery carts with wants instead of needs. What happens after that? Here's the slippery part. Unless we have a very healthy relationship with our money, we will increase our expenditures to match or exceed our income. Our secret purpose is to keep ourselves in a comfortable psychological place. If what is familiar is being under tremendous financial duress, we'll keep ourselves there. If we don't feel we deserve the joy of financial security, we'll be sure we don't have it. So here's what I wish for you. As tax day comes and goes, I wish for you that you've blown past that $75,000 threshold with the priceless clarity of what money means to you and what it does for you. I wish that every extra dollar you had to pay the taxman reflected even more dollars set aside someplace safe. I wish you the drive and the discipline to save enough to ensure many, many years of the financial security and peace of mind you deserve. Happy Tax Day.